Talk boys basketball. Scott City Beavers back-to-back wins here to get to 4-4 on the year, and they'll be on the road on Friday night against Holcomb, and then open up tournament play on Monday night in the Sterling Invitational against the Kingman Eagles. We'll talk to a couple of the starters here on the team, starting off with senior Ronnie Weathers. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thank you, and thanks again for joining me here. And I know it's been a fast season, already 8 games in, and I know this has got to be pretty exciting to kind of get back into full swing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was able to play limited time during the summer, but, you know, it's good to be back playing with my own team.
And do you feel like it took you maybe a little bit while to kind of catch back up to the speed of varsity there on Tuesdays and Fridays there?
You know, it kind of. It's been tough with having two posts bigger than me. But
you've kind of held your own there underneath there, and you had a pretty big game last week and against Hugoton there, and even against Goodland. What was that week like for you last week with those two big victories?
It's good for our team. It was pretty rough at the start, so we definitely needed those two dubs.
It felt like last Friday night against Hugoton, that was a back-and-forth game, a fun game to be a part of there and to watch. But that was kind of a knockout, drag-out. Was it a mentally draining game, too?
All of it. Hugoton came out. We came out, which is something that we've kind of struggled doing, is coming out from the start and finishing.
Well, you guys were able to finish it there. And what seemed to click for you guys there in that fourth quarter?
Just the energy.
All right. So what are some things you are continuing to work upon here to get better and to help this team succeed here?
Just keeping positive attitudes during the games, in the locker rooms, and at practice.
All right. You going to dunk the ball this year maybe?
Warm-ups.
Warm-ups. Yep. Well, don't get caught. You might get in trouble for that and give up some free points, but I don't know if that's still a rule or not, but anyways, yeah, just warm-ups, maybe in a game, blowout, right? Maybe.
Yep.
When you guys are up big.
Yep.
All right, well, Ronnie, it's good to see you back out there doing a good job, and good luck to you coming up against Holcomb.
Yep, thank you, Adam.
All right, senior Ronnie Weathers joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we go over to junior Lawson Bailey, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm really doing really good, Adam. How about yourself?
Doing good, thank you. A fun win there for you guys last Friday night against a really good Hugoton team. And Hugoton kind of has had your number the last few years, but that had to feel pretty good to get that big victory.
Oh, yeah, it felt amazing. Everybody at school was still pretty pumped about it, so it was just a really cool experience all around.
It was, Aaron. You had the spotlight on you there at the end. Get fouled with about 8 seconds, I think it was, or so to go, and two free throws. You missed the first.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about when you fire that second one up?
Well, you know, when I got fouled, it just was crazy. And then I'm on the line, and everybody's talking trash to me and trying to get me to miss. So that second one, I knew I had to go in. And so I just zoned out my own space and put it in.
Even your teammates were talking trash?
Ronnie was trying to tell me how to make the ball.
All right. Well, the secret's out now. But you made it, so that was pretty good. But you've had the big task all year. You're one of the top defenders for Scott City, and to have that task of going up against some of their the opponent's better shooters, what's that role like for you?
Well, sometimes I catch myself helping off too much, so I'll just give up a wide-open shot. And once I do that, if they get hot, my job is to basically try to shut them down again. So, yeah, it's been a struggle sometimes, but I felt like I've done them pretty good.
Well, you have done a pretty good job there this year. And you know, what are some other things maybe you feel like that you're improving upon here?
Well, as a lot of people may know, I am shooting 7% from the three-point line. So I'm looking to turn that around and, you know, maybe get that up a little bit.
Well, it'll get better. It'll get better. But you get Holcomb Friday and then the Sterling tournament next week. And what are some goals that you have in mind for the next week and a half?
Definitely we got to finish this time off with a win against Holcomb. And if we can get that done, I feel very confident going into Sterling that we will be in the championship game.
All right. Hopefully things work out there for you. Once again, junior Lawson Bailey joining us here tonight. And thanks again for joining me here, and keep up good work.
Yep. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Lawson Bailey joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware here, and we're going to talk here momentarily with Coach Brian Gentry. Scott City at Holcomb on Friday night, a big game coming up in the league. Doesn't count toward league standings, and then a good tournament to next week in Sterling. Well, Coach, you've had a few days since the Hugoton game to kind of let that one settle in there, and looking back, what a fun game to be a part of.
Yeah, it was. From the get-go, it was exciting. We battled. We got down a little bit and battled our way back. But, from a fan standpoint, I mean, that's worth your price of admission right there. And we can't say enough, thank yous to the kids that were there, the fans, the parents. I mean, it was a pretty loud atmosphere. It's probably been the best crowd I've seen in Scott City in a long time, and we really appreciate it.
Well, that was fun and fun to be a part of there. And, this is that the Hugoton group there, you guys beat there. That was quite a duo, especially out high there, that could shoot the ball really well. And that can be kind of mentally draining, but your kids stuck with them.
Yeah. The scouting report on them, number four, number five, they're their guys. And, once they get hot, I mean, you kind of throw the scouting report out the window. You just got to eliminate the touch. When number four gets hot, I mean, it's no longer about taking his vision away. It's about taking the ball out of his hands. And that first quarter, he got hot. And from then on, we did a pretty good job. He got loose on us right there at the end, tied it up 59-59. But number five, I mean, he's a really good ball player. He can score in and out. He has the ball in his hands the majority of the time. And just a tough guard, for any of our guys. But at the same time, can't say enough about our guys, the way that they fought the entire game. No lead is insurmountable for us. Our guys have a lot of confidence. And I think when we switched and we went with that three post lineup, the big factor in that was the free throw line. We kind of balanced out a little bit of their 3-point shooting with our free throws. And when we roll with that lineup, that's what we expect. We expect to get high percentage shots. And if not, we expect to go to the line.
What has been impressive is your defense there, and I know it's hard to say with how Hugoton shot the ball for the perimeter, but those are not some easy threes that they took for the most part, and I think you have to be pretty happy on your last defensive possession. Did not give them an easy look there for a chance to win.
No, we didn't. We kind of switched up things right there. We switched everything, which we hadn't been doing, just to kind of throw a little wrinkle in there, and Gus got a good hedge a deflection, which kind of threw them off balance. And again, number five put one up that hit the front of the rim that I thought was good. But Efren contested it well. And early on, I thought he fouled him, but he didn't. Watching it on film, it was a great contest and a great way to finish it. That atmosphere was insane in there. And it was glad, I was glad that our guys got to experience that.
Playing a little shorthanded here once again this week for a little while. Of course, tough to see Dylan unavailable for you guys here as you head to Holcomb on Friday night. And Holcomb, that was a big road win for them last night at Lake. And there they played in the high school, so smaller court and very loud environment there. But Holcomb, it's going to be a good matchup for you guys on Friday.
Yeah, there wasn't much room to move in that gym last night from what I could see when I was watching it. But Holcomb's, they're a good ball team. They're extremely good in transition, so we've got to eliminate some of that. We've got to make them score on us in the half court. We've got to kind of up our communication game. Our guards, whether we're in man or zone, we have to communicate it from the bottom up and make sure everybody knows where players are at, because they're going to shoot. I mean, if they're open, they're going to shoot it. And they've got guys that can drive it too. So, I mean, they're tough. Again, it's nothing new, and Chad knows it. We're going to bring our bigs and we're going to force feed them, the ball down there and hope we can get to the line and we want high percentage shots, So if anybody comes and watches our games, by now they know they're not watching, poetry in motion. they're going to watch a fight. Our guys are going to get after it. I love to watch them. Because our guys compete. I mean, they get after it. Like I said earlier, no lead is insurmountable. We're going to fight until the end. Right now we're no game yesterday, which was great for us, kind of battling a little bit of sickness here and there. So much needed, break on Tuesday. So, our guys are ready. And, you know, we're finally got a little momentum going. So it's going to be a tough challenge. I mean, it's record-wise, it's the best team we've played, but they just do a lot of things well. And it's going to be a tough one, but we're looking forward to it.
And then you turn right around Monday, and with that win, that helped your seeding in the tournament, Sterling. You get the Kingman Eagles, a third different Eagles team you're going to face this year.
Yeah, well, I guess we're 1-1 against that. So we'll try to make that 2-1, go up there and try to get to that winner side of the bracket. But, the Sterling tournament a little bit farther away. You know, hopefully we can still get some parents and some fans in the stands. Because, again, our guys compete. And when guys compete, you know, there's nothing dull about that. It doesn't matter how ugly it is sometimes. You got to embrace that because that's who we are. You know, we're going to go fight. We're going to go rebound. We're gonna play through our post. And, you know, we're not all about the modern game right now where we're going to jack up a bunch of threes. So, our guys are fun to watch. If you don't like watching people compete and be tough, then, you know, you probably don't want to come to our game. But if you do, then tune in.
Absolutely. It's been fun watching, and guys at 4-4 on the air headed to Holcomb on Friday. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here, and thanks again as always, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.